USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Forces say it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City early Wednesday morning. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed to a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of any injuries. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled that he would start the reconciliation process on Wednesday that could open the door to pass President Biden's infrastructure plan with a party-line vote. That process could ultimately mean that the president's American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan could be passed with a simple majority vote instead of needing the usual 60 votes. Schumer said he also plans on bringing a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
These policy points and availability vary by state.
A large fire continues to burn at an Illinois chemical plant after a Monday explosion. Lance Pry reports.
A cataclysmic explosion erupted into the early morning sky over rural northern Illinois, shooting a fireball into the sky at a Chemtool chemical plant near Rockton, Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson.
This morning we received a call at 7 a.m. for smoke in the building at 1165 Prairie Hill Road, which is the Chemtool or Lubrizol manufacturing plant. And what they do there is manufacture lubricants and basically a very large industrial type building, and also a lot of product, a lot of lubricants and things like that were stored in this building as well.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An industrial firefighting crew from Louisiana has arrived at the plant and will be using foam to try to put out the fire. A foam is being used instead of water to try and protect the nearby Rock River. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the crisis on our southern border continues to spiral out of control, one governor is taking action.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there was a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that, working with locals as well as local residents, we are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is unveiling the Biden administration's new strategy to combat domestic terrorism. Speaking at the Justice Department, Garland said violent extremism and domestic terrorism will be confronted from all angles, including addressing the root causes. Garland saying the focus is on criminal behavior, not ideologies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.